This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Young and beginning farmers have a chance to receive some guidance and financial support through a new program being offered by Farm Credit Illinois. Fresh Roots is all about helping the next generation of farmers, and Vice President of Ag Financial Services out of Taylorville, Derek Staten, says beginning farmers are taking advantage of the opportunity.
Thanks for having me and Katie. It is exciting times in farm credit. You know, ag as a whole, maybe is not an exciting time. I mean, I always say it's exciting, but, you know, we're in somewhat we call a ag efficiency cycle here. So it's nice that, you know, our cooperative can roll out a program like Fresh Roots to our members to kind of, you know, give them a boost and maybe what we would call tougher economic times. And that's what Fresh Roots, that's one component of Fresh Roots, but there's a lot of different components to why we rolled out this Young Farmer Program.
Sure. Well, it is great to have some extra help, no matter what industry you're in, but especially in agriculture. And I can relate, being kind of just entering adulthood and trying to enter the working world. And I can only imagine trying to buy a farm and operate that. You need a lot of capital and probably a lot of advice. And I think Fresh Roots, that's what you're trying to do at Farm Credit Illinois.
That's exactly right. I mean, you hit it right on the nose. You come out of you come out of college or high school, or you don't even have to come out of college or high school. You know, our Fresh Roots program has, it's young and beginning, and I can talk about the qualifications. You know, you need to be less than 40 years of age, and then also you need to be farming for less than 10 years. So you got to meet one of those two requirements to really be a part of, to qualify initially for the Fresh Roots program. And that's exactly, you know, what you were saying there. You come out of college or high school, or you start a new farm, and let's get real, you need a lot of help.
Yeah.
We want to be one of those people to help you. When we sit down with a lot of our large producers and some of our great core customers, they always tell us, you guys were the ones that stepped in and helped us start. You know, you were there. You're a part of my think tank. You're a part of my board of directors, so to speak, or you're a partner in our operation. And when we hear our customers, or our, not our customers, but our members tell us that, it really resonates. So we just thought, hey, how can we ramp this Young Farmer program up and just make it even that much more exciting? And that's how Fresh Roots really evolved.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really successful program. As far as some of the details, this deals with loans, some discounted rates.
Yeah, it can get real cumbersome, but I'm just going to hit the highlights for you. Basically, when we rolled out Fresh Roots, it was the reason we rolled it out is, like I just said, we had a lot of our core members telling us and cooperative members saying, we want you to be providing credit to young farmers and helping get people started. So we, as a board of directors, got together and said, you know, Farm Credit Illinois, you need to explore this more. Our management team took it very serious. They've been evolving this program for the last year or so. And we always had a young farmer program at Farm Credit. It just wasn't near as lucrative as this. So what we did is we just took our young farmer program and we just turned it up a real big notch, basically. And there's three really key components to the Fresh Roots program. Number one is the interest rate reduction. Now, we're going to discount interest rates for a five-year period, the initial five-year period, for anybody's real estate or operating loans. Machinery loans are not involved in that. It's just operating money or real estate. The other components to that is the learning incentives. Farm Credit is big on education and continuing education. You and I were talking about that right here before we went on air. We want our young and beginning farmers to come to us and seek those opportunities. And not only are we going to give them opportunities, but we're going to give them incentives to go to those meetings and those educational seminars. We're going to roll out a whole platform of financial workshops. We've already done some in some of our service area and territory. And those workshops will consist of properly structuring your balance sheet, how to properly analyze your financial situation. Then we can get really high level on earning statements, cash flows. We're going to stress family living budgets. You know, we're going to look at all those things of what makes you a really low risk and a great borrower or member of the Farm Credit Cooperative. In addition to those seminar or those workshops, we're going to roll out a platform of seminars. A lot of those will be led by, you know, we just did the meetings last couple weeks there, Dr. Dave Cole talking about, you know, how to be a great business person and ag economics. We're going to have a lot more of those seminars going forward so people can look forward to those. And if you go to those and you're in the Fresh Roots program, we're going to give you up to $2,000 for going to those programs. So wow. We handed out a lot of money in the last few weeks. To go to just the financial workshops, it's $1,000 you're going to get. Those workshops typically only last 3 to 4 hours. I don't know off the top of my head exactly how many people we shifted through workshops in the last month, but it's definitely in the upwards of the 200 to 300 people. So you're talking about Farm Credit just giving back, you know, $300,000 potentially just for young farmers to go to that financial workshops. I mean, that's how serious we're taking this. We're putting a lot of monetary value on it. So, you know, the Fresh Roots program, those are really the two biggest components, is the interest rate reduction and the learning incentive rewards dollars. And then the other part of it is we always have relaxed our credit standards for young or beginning farmers. I mean, we acknowledge as a organization that's lending money strictly on agriculture, we acknowledge that, just like you said, it takes a lot of capital, it takes a lot of, you know, help to get started. So we're not going to hold a young or beginning farmer to the same credit standards that we may typically hold some of our traditional, more established borrowers. So we've relaxed those credit standards, giving people a little bit more benefit of the doubt. But the things we ask for in return to those three components is we ask a little bit of our borrower, too. You know, we want them to properly fill out financial statements, you know, give us very accurate and detailed business information, not only like a financial statement, but we also want a cash flow. And then we ask them for a business plan so we can sit down elbow to elbow with them, review that business plan, see where they want to go, how they got there, and how we can help them get there. So there's a lot of different things going on with it. It takes up a lot of time, but in the end of the day, it's like a lot of our existing clientele has told me as we went through this program the last couple of months, it's refreshing to know that we're all on the same page. And that's what's really crucial to it is, you know, lender and Farm Credit and member, they're sitting next to each other. We're elbow to elbow. We know where we're headed.
I think that's got to be really encouraging to a beginning farmer if they get involved in this program because, I mean, farming is a business. And, you know, you're explaining this and it's complicated, but everything that you've mentioned are things that you have to deal with if you're a farmer.
Absolutely. You know, you can go to meetings across the country, all over the world, and step outside the box and even just get outside of agriculture and look at, you know, different businesses around your local area. You know, all these people that are successful at one point had a vision, had a plan put together, and then they helped, you know, probably were with a lender or some sort of advisory team to get where they want to go. And that's all we're wanting to do is be that, you know, be that helpful person to get there. I've always prided ourselves at Farm Credit, and this goes for any branch office I think that you're in, hopefully any loan officer you work with. We're a hands-on lender. We really want to sit down with you and understand where you're going and how you want to get there, and then we can provide the capital and a little bit of the guidance along the way. So this, we like to think we're doing this with all of our customers, and I hope everybody is having this kind of communication, but we're really going to key on our young farmers and beginning farmers because we know at their infancy stage, they're the most susceptible to risk. So that's a really big thing is just sitting down with them and knowing where they're at and how we're going to get there.
So this has been all about Fresh Roots. So if someone's listening and they're saying, hey, this might be a good fit for me, is there an application process or how do they get started?
I urge everybody to call your local Farm Credit office or loan officer if you know one of them. Set up a meeting appointment so you can get face-to-face and then walk through. Make sure you check all the boxes for qualifications and the loan officer and branch staff can sit down with you, explain the process, explain the application. You can always go to our website. There's a lot more details on Fresh Roots on our website that you can read through. But just, I always say, contact the Farm Credit representative that you know best. Ask them what Fresh Roots is about. Sit down with them and go over how you can apply and take care of your operation.
Derek Staten, Vice President of Ag Financial Services for Farm Credit Illinois in Taylorville. Well, looking at upcoming events, the Illinois Beef Expo is taking place next week, February 21st through the 25th in Springfield. That's happening at the Illinois State Fairgrounds. And Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision is hosting an educational seminar on February 22nd, focusing on ROI, or Return on Intelligence. That's scheduled to be held at the farm just south of Nokomis, and you can RSVP to Andy at 217-670-4435 by February 20th. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.